You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. This episode is going to be really short, sweet, and to the point. Listen, you guys, the holidays is coming up, and I'm very excited about what I have planned for you guys for this holiday, what gems I'm going to be dropping this holiday season, and just about my growth over the past 2023, over the past year. I'm really excited to get 2024 started. And a lot of individuals be like, oh, 2024 is my year. 2023 is my year. Never realizing that every year is your year if you allow it to be. And that brings me to a conversation that I was having with my friend last night. And we were truly discussing growth and everything like that. And she was like, you know what? When I realized that everything that I'm going through in my life is really a lesson, it really helps me to embrace that lesson and grow. And it hit me like a ton of bricks that I remember the day that I truly had this spiritual awakening. And I realized that everything that I was going through in life was a cycle. And I realized that each and every person that I met was someone that I met before, just in another form. And I realized that each and every circumstances that I was in that tried to destroy me was something that I went through before. And it was like this aha moment. It was like this light bulb went off inside of my head. And it was like, you're going through the same exact thing, just a different circumstance and a different person, because you are failing to learn the lesson in the middle of what you're going through. You guys, let me tell you something. When you fail to learn the lesson that life is trying to teach you, life will cause you to continue to go through the same exact cycle. Because again, life is about principalities. So if we learn about the principle, what we're going through, the lesson right in the middle of that, it will cause us to truly step back, embrace what we're going through, process it so that we can grow. When I realized that and I stopped resisting and start just going with the flow of things and allowing myself to learn that lesson, I'm telling you, my life changed. The people that I attracted in my life changes. My circumstances started to change. And that made me really happy, and it filled me with so much joy. And it did not even hit me until she said that. And I realized that, wow, that is the thing, the foundation that truly helped me to become the Sadie that you're listening to right now. And the second thing that truly blessed me is when I realized that I needed to show gratitude in the midst of what I was going through in order to really get through it. A lot of times people don't realize that our obstacles that we face in life, the circumstances that we face in life, the things that seem to destroy us, have small things inside of it that we could be thankful for. And let me give you an example. When I first moved to Georgia, I was going through all these different things. I literally wrote a book, and I went to someone to get the book published. In the midst of her publishing my book, she did nothing. She didn't do any of her work, and I was out of money. But now I was able to look back on that lesson and realize that, wow, if she did not basically scam me, I wouldn't know how to write a book the proper way. I wouldn't know how to edit a book. I wouldn't know how to publish a book, because although it hurt in that moment and although I went through what I went through, I had to literally be thankful that I went through that so that I can learn some skills in the midst of that. And the skills that I learned in the midst of that can help other people. Listen, y'all, it ain't about us. A lot of times we like to think that it's about us. And during this season of Soul Food with Sadie, the metamorphosis of me, I had to realize that it ain't about me. This metamorphosis is felt personal. And when I started off, I thought it was about me, but it truly was about the lives that's attached to me, the ones that's under the sound of my voice, the ones that's gonna play back this in years to come. It's really about their transformation. I'm just the vessel that God is using because he knows that I'm willing. He knows that I'm authentic. He knows that I'm not afraid to share what I'm going through, what I've been through, and how I've gotten through it. So when we look at our life and we truly realize everything that we went through was for someone else, it'll help us to grow. It'll help us to learn a lesson, and it will help us to have gratitude in the midst of that, which leads me to my third point. And that point is truly understanding who you are, flaws and all. And let me tell you how you get to that. When you truly understand who you are, you know your identity. You know what you are called to do. You know your purpose, and you cannot be shaken. And I don't want to confuse that with obstacles come and I'm just going to stand like, yay, choose me, I can get through it. No. What I mean is, even when it feels like that thing is going to rattle you, even when you feel like that thing is going to break you, you know that because you're going to learn a lesson in it, because you're going to show gratitude in it, and because you know that you've gotten through it before and it's not about you, you're going to be able to be unshakable in the midst of that situation. I had a situation happen just this month, well, last month, because it's December 2nd, last month, where I allowed the enemy to truly bring temptation upon my physical body, and it caused me to fall, and I almost was taken back. I almost backslid. I almost was in a place of depression, but I had to realize that I'm human, first and foremost, that I'm going through a metamorphosis, that I'm not exempt to shortcomings that happen in my life, and that I can learn from this, because each and every day I should be learning something. I have not arrived. I don't pretend to have arrived. And honestly, I don't want to arrive, because I feel like when you arrive, God can no longer use you here on this side of the earth. And I'm not ready for that. So I want to continue to learn the lessons in the midst of life, so that I can become the best version of myself. So I was able to not be shakable. Yes, it had me feeling some type of way for a few days, but I realized that I needed to pull up my pants. I needed to put on my biggest vest, and I needed to fight this, because at the end of the day, this is my body. At the end of the day, this is my mind. At the end of the day, this is my spirit. So if I tear down my mind, body, and spirit, then how am I going to be able to help other people? So I had to be real with myself and say, Sadie, you can get through this. You've gotten through it before. This does not make you a bad person. This will not destroy you. This will not cause you to fall. You got to speak those things to yourself, declare those things to yourself, because a lot of times we don't know how to declare those things. So we stay right in the middle of that pit over that small fall that was only meant to teach us a lesson. Listen, again, I told you guys this episode was going to be short and straight to the point. I like it like that. Just give me the nuggets. Just give me the nuggets, right? So I thank you all for listening. And I just want to leave you guys with this gem. You are who you are destined to be. You are exactly where you're supposed to be in your life. Nothing outside of you can shake you, can destroy you, can harm you. If God be for you, no one or nothing can be against you. Your identity is not in what someone else thinks about you. Your value is not in what somebody else says about you. Your life does have purpose. Purpose will follow you. Blessings will chase you down. A lot of times we like to try to chase blessings down, and we never can catch them, because the word of God said blessings will overtake us, will be faster than us. It will overtake us. So if we can just step back and position ourselves to be blessed by following what God has called us to do, guess what? Blessings will overtake us, and we won't have to do all these things to try and be blessed, okay? Because blessings are yours. God wants to bless you. And I'm not just talking about physical things. God wants to give you good health. God wants to give you great eyesight. God wants to be your El Shaddai. He wants to be your everything. God wants to bring wealth into your bloodline. He wants to do those things. But the only way he can truly do those things is if we step back, stop always wanting control, and truly allow God to be God in our life. As humans, we want control so bad. As humans, we want everything to go exactly like we want it to go. But as many of us have realized, it don't work like that. And the moment we take our hands off and we say, God, I thank you and I submit my will to you because you are my creator, God. So only through you can I find my identity. Only through you will I be able to step back and position my heart to be blessed. Only through you, God, will I be able to find the person that will help me to get to my next level. Only through you, God, will I be able to align with podcasts and with shows and with state music that edify my mind, that edify my spirit. Only through you, God, would I be able to even come before you guys today and be a host of Soul Food with Sadie. Thank you all for listening to Soul Food with Sadie. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.